Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. With Hanukkah upon us, let us tap into how this festival of lights carries significance and inspiration for us as women so that we can experience this special time with deeper meaning. As with every Jewish holiday, Hanukkah is a time to tune us into spirituality and reawaken ourselves to grow and develop more in our Avodas Hashem. When someone is asleep, there are two ways to wake him up. You either have the alarm clock make noise, or you can turn on the light. Rosh Hashanah is a time where we sound the alarm. We blow the shofar as a way to awaken our sleepy neshamos to connect to Hashem more closely and inspire us to become greater. Hanukkah is a time when we turn on the lights. We ignite the menorah as a way to reignite our neshamos in an effort to be uplifted and reconnect to our spiritual selves. The Hanukkah story has many elements to it, with several different miracles transpiring throughout the events that led up to the final victory of the Jews and ultimately the discovery of one small sealed jar of oil with which to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. This little jar of oil represented one of the main themes of the Hanukkah story, and that is the theme of maintaining Kedusha, purity, despite the chaos and impurity all around. The Greeks, the Yavanim, did not want to destroy the Jewish people or the Beis HaMikdash. Their goal was actually to keep the Jewish people alive and to keep the Beis HaMikdash standing, but to make the people impure and make the holy Beis HaMikdash impure. The Greeks wanted the Yidden to become more like them, join their gyms, join their sports teams, wear their styles, speak their language, and ultimately to assimilate into the Greek culture. Same with the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was a beautiful building. The Greeks did not want it to be ruined initially. They just wanted to sacrifice a pig in it and to kill people in there who were trying to hold on to Kedusha. The goal of the Yavanim was stay alive and well, just be more secular. Indeed, the miraculous discovery of the one untouched pure jar of oil represented the ultimate victory of Hanukkah. Purity triumphs over impurity. Amidst the rubble and ruin, amidst the chaos and filth, purity can be found. Women, as we know, are born on a higher level of natural purity than are men. Baby boys require a bris milah to elevate their bodies to a higher level, whereas baby girls do not. Girls need only to hold on to the purity they are naturally born with by keeping their bodies tenua. By doing so, they are keeping themselves on the naturally higher level of kedusha with which they were born. Boys, as they grow older, require constant limud haTorah and tefillah 3 times a day to keep themselves elevated in kedusha. Women do not. Women need only to hold on to their natural connection to Hashem in their hearts and actions, and to maintain the level of Kedusha that they have innately. And so, my friends, the Yom Tov of Hanukkah is very closely tied to the natural teva, the nature of the Isha, of the woman. Kedusha is there. The little jug of oil was there. It just had to be found. It had to be held on to. To counteract the goal of the Greeks, we do the opposite today. We have the opportunity to say, yes, we are surrounded by spiritual ruin and filth in Galus, but we can be those pure jugs of oil, holding strong to our Kedusha, staying true to the Torah values, and protecting ourselves and our children from getting lured into the secular ways of the Goyim. We hold truth. We hold Kedusha. Hanukkah is a time to check in with ourselves and our standards and make sure that we are doing our best to be like that pure jug of oil, small but special, holy, and bringing light to the world through our Avodas Hashem. A Freilich in Hanukkah to you all, and may this be our last one in Galus.